Shar Bechina, Perek Vav, page Ayin Vav.
Shteich. I realize in Baruch Hinafshi, if you say every Chodesh, or if you say Tillim, it's in Kuf Dalet, or some say it every Shabbos in the winter months. So it actually talks about, it talks about providing food for all creatures. It says, Hakfirim shagim la torek ulubakesh mekel achlom tizvach Hashem Hashem yaseifun ve'elma on alzom yivotzun. It's the adam lefallo v'labadasar de'yarev. A person earns money and Hashem sends him money through his working. Ma'arabu masecha Hashem. And it describes the yom, remez ve'emispar, and it describes all sorts of, like a world teeming with creatures, kayas katanos and gedolos. And then it says, "Kulam elachi yisabirun laseis achlam beito titein lahem yul kolbtun tiftach yodcha yizbun tov." So it really, in a few short sukkim here, describes this phenomena that Hashem provides the sustenance of all living creatures. That's the last few sukkim that he brought down, and that's something that's worthy of reflection. And he talks about it in Shar HaBitachon because it's certainly something that comes up in a person's personal parnasa. Here he's talking about it from the perspective of Shar HaBechina, just to use that fact as a way of recognizing Hashem's Gadlus, Hashem's Chachma, etc., etc. In Shar HaBechina, in Shar HaBitachon, he talks about it more as a tool in developing Bitachon in one's personal life. Meaning using this reflection on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is providing for so many millions and millions of creatures what they need in order to survive. Okay, now we're continuing. So till now we've been talking about the physical world and all the, whether it's physics or chemistry or animals or people or biology. Now, and all of those things are worthy of study. Now he's moving into a higher plane. When I told us Hagadolo Shaitid Bohem Hashem Ala Adam, Araya Hazaka Olav, another area, another whole area, another whole dimension of recognizing Hashem and seeing Hashem in the Bria. And seeing that he exists and seeing how he functions is Yah Torah. That's what we're celebrating, Matan Torah, another day, Mitzvah Hashem. So the Torah, how Torah Hashem Tzvima Meshivas Nafesh, the beauty of Torah, the complexity of Torah, the truth of Torah, how it fits and how it all works. Shenitna L'Shliach Olav HaShalom. His galus are also sal yodov, shelo kefi hanoheg. The osos that Moshe Rabbeinu did, that part of what was perceived at Matan Torah is lo kom bi Yisrael lo kemoshe. That we saw that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Klal Yisrael saw, the gam b'chol ya'aminu li'olam, the pasuk says. When Klal Yisrael perceived, they were able to perceive how he was the conduit, the messenger, to receive the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they had this perception, Mishas Matan Torah, when the heavens and the earth like opened up, and they saw Hashem Echad, and they saw Moshe Rabbeinu go, and whatever dimension, they received the Torah for them. V'shinu Yatvoyim, and they saw, part of it was, obviously, Yitzias Mitzrayim that led up to it. The Hiskalus Hamovsin, Kedei La'ames, Mitzias Habore, Unavius Hashliach. In other words, in the 13 Animamins, it's a fundamental article of belief for every believing Jew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with people. That's Nevuah. Nevuah is one of the 13 Animamins. Hashem is not like some sort of unknown entity, but Hashem with the proper preparation, there's a way to be able to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with us. Another one of the 39 Imamins is that Moshe Rabbeinu, and this is like a fundamental of faith, it's a fundamental belief that a Jew has to have, is supposed to have, and it's part of the bedrock of what we're ma'amin, and that is that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was on a higher level. This, what feeds off of that, is the truth of Torah, that he didn't pull any tricks, and no one can contradict him, no one can ever come again and say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to them. Lo kom b'Yisrael k'moshe od, we say in Yigdal, this is the 39 Imamins, and all of that, not all of that, these two things, both these things, if you're looking around them and look at the Sodei Torah, you'll see that both these things were established as truth at Matan Torah. That's when Klal Yisrael had the perception that that's indeed the way it is. Just like they reached a certain level of Akara that Hashem Echad, we say in Dvorim, the Pesukim that say that at Matan Torah, they had a clarity. Part of Matan Torah was the clarity that Klal Yisrael had that Hashem Echad v'Shamayim u'Ba'aretz. So part of the clarity you see from the Pesukim in Shmos, where Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hinei anochi bo ilecha ba'av ha'anon." And the Rambam says in Chutz Sodei Torah, both the very existence of Nebuah and the specialness of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nebuah were all part of what was Nisgale, what was revealed at Matan Torah. That's, of course, that pasuk has nothing to do with Matan Torah. He's not talking about Matan Torah necessarily. I'm just bringing it out because I'm pointing out that it's two of the 13 Animamins, is the fact that there's Nevuah and that there's Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. Believing in Moshe Rabbeinu is not just, you know, that you believe the story. Not just a question of the story. It's embedded in our faith, in our emunah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Sheyidoh Hashem Ponim Al Ponim. You see that in many Pesukim in the Torah. You see it at the end of the Torah, in the Chasim of the Torah. The Rambam elaborates a bit in the Arach HaZoka, more and more in the Buchim, why that's an important fundamental. So he's bringing, he's showing in the Shira Sayyam, where it says Vayiru Omis Hashem V'yamidu B'Hashem Uf Moshe Avdo, that's up there. That's an important part of the emunah that was being developed at Yitzias Mitzrayim, was the emunah that Moshe Rabbeinu was a complete shliach Hashem. The Yomar Atohare Soladas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Enod Milvado. That took place at Matan Torah. The Yomar Min Hashmai Mishmat Mishmiacha Eskol Oli Asareka. The Alore Tarachoy Es Yisho Agadola. You saw the fire burning. You saw the kolos who broke him. This is talking about Matan Torah. I'll leave you to figure out how fitting it is that we're learning this the day before Shavuos. Okay, so if you reflect on these things, and we have them in Masorah, we know that they took place, and you read about it, and you learn about it, and then, according to many, there's a specific mitzvah of Zechiras Maimon Har Sinai to remember what took place there, and to reflect upon it. So that's like that in itself is a great area for bechina, for reflection, and for deriving the lessons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, and that he has a special relationship with Klal Yisrael, and so on and so forth.
Does some count as a tariyag?
What?
Does some count as one of the tariyag mitzvahs?
Zechiras Maimon Har Sinai, I'm sure, yes. This is the Chavis Haldova says this, others say it also, the Kuzumi says this, the Rechashulchan, many centuries later, echoes this as well, that if you want to have a your own experience, not just that we believe it because it's been handed down from generation to generation, but our own experience of Gilui, Kavod Hashem, that's the survival of Klal Yisrael. The survival of Klal Yisrael is a historical miracle that's not to be overlooked. It's not just, okay, we made it. We made it to the finish line. It's a nace. It's a miracle. It didn't happen to any other nation. Didn't happen to any other Am. So he compares it. This is said by many. But the Chagos Mamish compares it to the Gilui, to the Gilui that took place at Matan Torah. That's how strong it is. That's how embedded in history it is, in reality. The Mivakesh Adam is Manenu. If nowadays, his nowadays is of course 10 centuries ago. The Mivakesh Adam is Manenu, Mashadomal Osum and Yonam, something akin to those miracles that showed Bnei Yisrael, look, Hashem is real, Hashem is around, Hashem exists. Yisbonein, the Yishbot Bitzedek, he should just reflect upon Al Matsovenu Ben Ha'amim, Meyosman HaGolus, how we've survived all these centuries in Golus without a country, scattered about, under other people's power, beholden to others, and not beholden to any great friends of ours, but beholden to people under the power of people that want to destroy us. Ve'eich sivir min yonenu b'neihem al-afsh al-chokim alayim b'nister of Agolui. We are mamish a thorn in their sides, theologically, midos in our whole way of life, in the way we conduct ourselves, in the purposefulness of our lives. So we're like a thorn in their sides, like, and therefore there's anti-Semitism. That's why it exists, right? One of the reasons Har Sinai is called Har Sinai is Sheyorda Sina La'olam. So he says, but yet we made it. We're still here. And look how much sinna there's been, and there have been times when we've been in their power. Right? It's like the Medrash says that one of the nisim of Mitzrayim was that the Mitzrayim didn't just turn around and just kill us. Right? We were completely in their power. We're avodim. No one's was gonna stand up to the Mitzrayim. Like why didn't they just like turn around and kill us all? It's a nace. So here also our survival is a nace. Hey, yodim is those, right? They know it, and we know it. One of the things that they don't talk about is that Klal Yisrael's coming back to Eretz Yisrael is theologically a big problem that they have, and they have to deal with it. So they don't talk about it, but it really is, like I said, like it's a thorn in their side. It's something that is a big kasha, because it wasn't supposed to happen. The Yira Kimatsovenu Yeshu Koro. What? All Christianity. I know all Christianity, but certainly Catholics. I don't know at all.
No, they're like encouraging.
The Yira Kimatsovenu Yeshu Shu Koro Lamatsov Lakakoro Karnosa. And with all the trials and tribulations of Golos, the standard of living of Jews, when you know, in comparison to the Goyim, he says it was pretty good. The Jews really, because of just hygienic reasons and literacy and the way we conduct ourselves in terms of family life and cleanliness and washing our hands and, you know, mishmartem ol nafshoseichem and always having schools and chadorim. So with all the difficulties of Golus and with all the persecutions of Golus, but if you would like take a snapshot in time of most overwhelming majority, say 85%, if you take a snapshot of any period of time in history, the Jews have a somewhat always a better living standard than the guy. Like the average Jew. I'm not talking about the richest poets versus the beggar Jew that didn't have a job. Talk about if you would compare the Goyish lives with the Jewish lives throughout the whole Golas, it's amazing. Even though we were persecuted, so good, there were pogroms and there were Golas driven from place to place. But but when we lived there, till right in the flow of history, so it always came to an end and we were driven out. That's the Klola. That's part of what it says in the Chumash is going to happen. But the amazing thing is that our lives were at least equal and probably better. Like the average Jew lived a more pleasant life, a higher standard of living, a higher quality of life than your average non-Jew throughout the Golos. I'm saying we were literate, the family life, the way wives were treated, the way children were treated, just cleanliness, the whole Mahalach HaChayim was always, that's what he's saying, it's amazing, because it shouldn't be that way. We should have like degenerated and just survived, like animals, you know, you want to survive and, you know, dog eat dog, and just, you know, be on everybody's back just to, yeah, but it wasn't like that. We always had a somewhat equal or higher standard of living and quality of life than the non-Jews that we were amongst, and that's a nace. It was a special nace, and it's a nace of such a magnitude that it should show us that Hashem exists, that Hashem is in charge of history, that Hashem is watching over us, as much as Matan Torah. That's what he's saying. The Yiraki Matzavenu Yeshu, who called the Matzavam, it's pretty close to the way the people whose control we were under, the Chalkola Umuparnosa, the Yeshu Matzavenu told me Matzavam, it was even better, Bitos Hamulchom of Asuchim, the Titzu Hamonehem, Banche Hakforim, their, like their average peasant, if you would take, you know, not the richest guy and the poorest Jew, but you would take the average villager in terms of quality of life and in terms of Gishmakite of life, we would win out. The Tinsa Monem Bajak Farma Melam Harbe Yesum and Abbeinone by Yerudim Shibonu. And that's a nace that's based on Hashem's promise to us, and this is something to exercise Shar HaBafina on, to reflect upon it, and to be aware of Hashem's Chesed and Gedula and Gvura, etc. This is what Hashem promised us. Right, the pasuk continues. So next time we say this in Slichas, when we read it in the Torah, or you say it in Slichas, instead of flying through it, you should stop and reflect what the pasuk is saying, and how its mom is true, and you could open up a history book and see, and you could talk to Rabbi Wein, and he'll tell you it's true. The Yomar Ezra ki avodam anachnu, but uba abdu seinu lo azveinu elokeinu lo azavonu elokeinu. Hashem didn't abandon us. Vomer achosid and Tehillim, Ruvei Hashem shayolonu yamano Yisrael v'kum aleinu odom. Shara mizmor. That whole mizmor talks about this inyan. Ba'ar kevot. I'll expand and elaborate upon this from the perspective. He's not talking now about Hakaras HaTov. He's just talking about being aware of it and seeing Hashem in history. And being aware of Hashem's reality and complexity and how everything worked and everything worked out. The Archivot B'Sharachiv Avodas Hashem, when I get up to Shara Avodas Elokim, I'll talk about these great chasotim of Hashem to Klal Yisrael in terms of Hakaras HaTov, in terms of creating the obligation to serve Him because of all these tovos. The Tavosu Aleinu, we say this in Nishmas, if you pay attention to Nishmas, when you're saying it, you say, Mitzrayim Gol Tomo Hashem Elokeinu Beis Avodim B'Dizonu, alright, and we talk about Barov Zantanu, B'Sova Kil Tautanu, B'Cherbi Tautanu, and, you know, we survive, and we're here. With all the sorrows and with everything, we're here and our enemies are not here. Just the very fact that Baruch HaTotel Hashem gave us the Torah, getting back to the beginning of the paragraph, and how that obligates us to serve them. Okay.
This book I'm reading, Outlier, Alvin Glenn, he has like a whole chapter on